Okay, so it's been a minute. I think it's been since New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. Yeah, okay. So what have I been up to? A lot of family stuff. And like, saw one of my faves, and he was like, "You've been neglecting the podcast," which is true. I neglected it. And technically, this is my homework, because I was supposed to get on this podcast, but since I got class, I better do this, like, now. So, I was like, there's been a lot going on, right? So, it looks like we're about to have a repeat with the presidential elections, with the exception of Kennedy throwing there. He just went interesting. But, hey, they're trying to do amped up sports with drugs, and sports world has been part of my world lately, but that's a whole nother story for another day. So, y'all, nobody wants to vote for Trump, and no one wants to vote for Biden, and then you throw Kennedy in there. Okay, it's gonna be, what are the issues? Saving democracy, choice, probably Voting Rights Act, people get their stuff together. If you're in Ohio, fair districting again. So we'll just see how this all gonna play out. Oh, the good old pancake breakfast is coming up in March. The primary is in March in Ohio, March 19th. A lot of people don't even know the primary is in March. Some of the schools are not closed. So, I mean, I don't know. Told friends the other day, I was like, do I think in Cincinnati a gang of five could happen again? I said yes. Who would it be? I don't know. Let me tell you what's been interesting. So, I love my girlfriends. I do love my girlfriends. And when opportunist people enter the circle, I give opportunist people chances. Okay, so I wasn't even gonna do this, but then something I saw, and I was just like, you know what, let me just pop up, because I'm not gonna be that one. Everybody know when it comes to politicking, whether you're going to run for the little city council in your thing, or something as minor but important as a precinct exec, everyone knows that you should at least be on good terms with me. And if you are feeling any kind of way, that you should perhaps check in with me. But nonetheless, I give opportunist people chances. But really, I don't. Because usually I'm right, and that's the problem. That's what's happening right now. I'm trying to do this without cursing, because this is part of the homework, because if I want to get on YouTube, I can't curse, because then I'll get fined. So y'all just have to excuse this one. I'm trying. So this is a little personal, too. Like, if I'm coming off a certain kind of way, I'm coming off a certain kind of way. But there's been a lot of opportunists. Unfortunately, they have been female, because the only opportunist male that I know is somebody's best friend, but they've always been an opportunist male, because that's just part of their personality. That's part of them. That's who they are. And that's helped them. Like politically, that helps some people. But some people, it doesn't help. And when other people are saying the same thing that you were thinking, and they just solidified everything that you were thinking, and then you're just like, oh, but then people don't understand, like, there's girl code and black womanhood. So I'm gonna give y'all a little without putting this out, because literally when I talked about this around people, I was like, oh shit. Sorry. See, I did it. And I wasn't supposed to do that. So I failed that part. Here we go. So, An incident happened. This is real, but I'm not even, because there's too many. It's just, okay. Happened. And in this incident, you know, highly respected woman of color did this whole thing. And the intentions were good. The intentions were always good. The intentions are always good. But due to the actions, even though with the good intentions, it offended people. And it went horribly bad. And this is not even like cancel culture. This is like things that you should not do. Especially in intense times like these. Regarding these issues. And people try to tag me in things with these issues. And I stay out. One, I am a PK kid. I'm a pastor's kid. First and foremost, I am my daddy's daughter. And I have learned how to respect religions of all. Because I was taught how God loves all. However, when it comes to certain cultures, there's certain things that you should just know your history. And really know your history. And then you should probably check if you're going to do something publicly. Especially right now. Considering all the things happening in the Middle East. You might want to check with an international attorney. You might want to check with somebody that knows some law. Before you come out and say anything regarding a ceasefire. Publicly. I told my friends to stay in a unified front in Cincinnati City Council. I'm going to tell y'all this much. Unfortunately, that did not happen. And when I saw the Greater Cincinnati Socialist crew give accolades to people that they would truthfully have dogged in the past, I was like, oh, shit. Failed again. But okay. Like, are you serious right now? So, I'm feeling like things might be going a certain kind of way. And what somebody has planned for themselves is probably going to happen. Because you just put somebody in a position that was not very good. But getting back to the situation. So, the situation happened. And due to that situation, donors for education are no longer there. They're no longer there. So here's the thing that education friends, I'm going to say this in a nice way. I love my girlfriends. Don't get me wrong. They're opportunist people all around them. Yes, they are. I need them to open their eyes and look at the opportunist people. But at the end of the day, they have a lot of stuff to do. Okay. They need to try to work well with each other as a team. Regardless of everything else. Because these are the things that are coming to the front. Lost your donors for the education due to the actions that happen regarding people expressing their feelings about things going on in the Middle East. Picking side is not smart to do. So if you offend a particular group who's also donated, and now you lost those donations, you have another problem on top of a situation where you have a shortfall in your other funding. Then, to tack on to that, you have unrest with students in the downtown area, and there's blame game going on. No. You need to find a solution. Going back to people who are respected, they have a solution for now. But due to their actions with the other thing, they lost, the education crew lost their sponsors.
And they haven't figured out where they're going to replace those sponsors. They need to replace those sponsors. That's one part on top of the money problems. Then we want to go ahead and throw in this third portion where now you got property owners all upset. So guess what's going to happen when y'all try to come up with another levy? It's going to be that much harder. So here's the thing. Probably make sure you're good with your union members, your union leaders, and don't piss them off. Again, I need people to open their eyes around opportunist people. I want to say again, I love my girlfriends. I do. There's a lot of fires and people need to put them out before it ends up being this big old dumpster fire and so bad. I don't know. Things are brewing. And if you don't get to it, it's going to boil and it's going to be a hot mess. Okay. But I will give a shout out where shout outs are due. A shout out to Vice Mayor Jane Lemon Kearney. A shout out to Anna Albee. She's doing awesome in her first year, which is not even a year yet, on City Council. But she's doing awesome. I need y'all to check her out, watch her, follow her, you know, communicate with her your questions or concerns. And I want to shout out my boy. Love him so much. Councilman Reggie Harris. When I think of him now, I think of Beyonce's song. And I'm just like, you know, we need a good old party with a hoedown and some Texas Hold'em. And yes, Beyonce went country. But that's for Act Two. So you're Beehive fans. You already knew that. And if you're not, you're about to find out. Super Bowl was awesome because of the commercials. The gang thought the 49ers were going to win. And then it became the Kansas City show. Like, it's Kansas City all over. And then, like, we had the Kansas City Parade and then the moments of trauma with the shooting. And to find out it possibly would have, it seems like it's allegedly some juveniles. And I'm going to say allegedly because there are juveniles involved. And anytime we don't, that's why I'm being careful with the stuff that I said tonight, because there's a lot of juveniles involved. One is 18 being charged, but it's not a blame game. You have people that are from one school district and another school district, and people bring receipts about their transportation saying they bought their transportation from Metro. And then people was mad at Metro because of the situation that happened with the lady that died and got hit in Hyde Park. But my girl Karen Johnson from WLT, let me tell you, Channel 5, she be on it, okay? I'm going to give shout-outs to my girls when I'm shout-out to do. Danielle, she good. But Karen, she broke it down. And all anybody had to do was look at Karen's breakdown of how that happened. And she explained it so well on how that happened. And when I saw people from Metro, Brandy's doing awesome, you know, Grace under pressure, because there's a lot of pressure on them. So did they switch some stuff around and put some people in positions again to make people probably feel a little more comfortable, because you ain't got too many people of color in position, but you still got people of color in position. You just move some folk around. Listen, we're trying to move forward, right? Move forward. This is Transit Week, okay? Ohio loves transit. People didn't even post like they were supposed to. I didn't even post like I was supposed to. It's just okay. But yeah, so I feel like people are mad because I didn't throw people under the bus. I don't throw people under the bus, especially when opportunist people are in the circle. Now, the opportunist person that I usually talk about, that's his character, okay? I can't be around him like that. I can be around him in doses. And we all seen how that worked out. But at the end of the day, it's okay. Because people say people are narcissistic asshole, which they're right. People say you can't diagnose people, but they're a narcissistic asshole. And, like, again, I tell people if they ever want to run again in the United States of America, then we can play that game and we can watch them crumble. Because that's exactly what's going to happen. And it has nothing to do about being any kind of way. It just has to be the facts of fact. You didn't have people sign non-disclosure agreements, so at the end of the day, and then somebody's like, well, technically, it's not illegal in the state of Florida. Technically, a lot of stuff's not illegal. That's why I would hate to have a daughter, because she's really not protected in the United States of America when you think about it, when statutory rape, because where is it? So you got to really have a good attorney that knows their fucking shit. Oh, oops, messed it up again. Got to remember not to curse. Well, that's okay. Homework's going to be fun. So, I got to tell somebody the other day, I was hiking out. That's the one person that you just don't want to be somewhere. And, you know, or if you do, you just want to look away. Because I'm the one person that really pushes my buttons. That's the one. That's the person. That is the person. It's the narcissistic asshole. The other one died. So, yeah, there was only two people that could push my buttons. The one that died back in June on my grandmother's birthday, who's now deceased. And he's deceased due to his own taking of his life. But the other one is, you know, gone far away. So, but those two narcissistic assholes were the ones that were and just really just push those buttons. Yep. But yeah, so the education crew has a lot of fires they need to put out. That's why I'm happy that one of them has a lot going for them. And the other one I'm worried about. Because we're too old to be doing the friend bullshit. I'm sorry. Oh, there I go again. I'm just saying. You need to be able to do business, look at opportunist people, and deal with opportunist people however you want to deal with opportunist people. I deal with opportunist people and keep my distance, because some people I just want to push off the edge of a cliff. One particular person that's out of the country would be, because like I told somebody, I was like, yeah, just not a good. And the one person I really want to talk to, like, can you just convince them to never, ever try to do this bullshit again? There I go again. Failed miserably. But, you know, like, cursed like a sailor girlfriend. But here we go. So, I'm just, let's go with the Trump thing. Because I was talking about people got GoFundMes. He literally played this like I thought he would. He's used other people's money all his life. So why is anybody surprised he's doing it now? And these people have a lot of money. And why are they being so idiotic, stupid, idiot fools? You have too much fool. You are a foolish person. He makes money off of everybody else. He uses other people's money. This is his MO. And y'all falling for it. So of course I'm going to go to pancake breakfast. I need to see some of my friends I haven't seen in a while. But I'm going to do it like I normally do it. And I just want to see where people's, like, attitude, like, where their confidence level is. I need to see it in person because I can tell. Some people, I need to tell them I'm proud of them regardless. I'm proud of them. And some people, I just want to see how they do after we have a conversation since, you know, their daughter got married to an asshole. But, hey, You got the Trump endorsement. So I haven't talked to them in a while. So I need to talk to them in person. This is all. This is why, basically, so I can talk to all these people in person. And then, you know, there's some things coming up. You know, we're all trying to make our own little moves, right? But at the end of the day, I support my girlfriends. I do. I just need them to open their eyes around opportunist people and see it. And, you know, my girls have an event in April. And I'm always proud of her. Her birthday is this month. It'll be in a couple days. She's survived a lot. A lot of stuff is personal. and that can make or break you. I almost broke her, but she always comes out like a phoenix. But she got a lot of haters. And I didn't realize it until, like, recently. And then I saw something, but I was like, somebody must have said something to the one of her haters. Because one of her haters looked like a daggone prostitute. And I'm sorry if that offends people, but she did. She literally would go out looking like a prostitute. And then somebody told her to put some clothes on because she wanted to be told seriously. And she's had all these nice little things. Shoot, I was even, like, you know, her friend had a beauty, but now it's gone. And now she's selling stuff. But she doesn't have her business anymore. She's doing stuff and reinventing with skincare line. But it's like one of her besties. You couldn't tell your bestie to put some clothes on. And she was trying to come down to the city and do all these things. But now that she comes down, because I saw her yesterday, she had on a pantsuit. It's like, oh, somebody told her to put some clothes on because she looked a hot damn mess. But anyways, so that's one of my besties. That's one of their, you know, fake friends. Mm-hmm. Because why would you put your event on the same day when you've been known she had her event? And if the difference was if you had it at a different location, but it's the same exact location, you want people to go ahead and register for your event, and that location is not available. Now, this is the thing that's going to piss me off. If that location becomes available and then my friend goes ahead and tells me that we have to go to another location, I'm going to go off. And y'all ain't seen me go off, but I'm going to go off. Because your little fake butt ends up getting her venue changed, I'm going to flip. Okay? That's a guarantee. That's a guarantee. So, I was just like, and she ain't the only one, but she the one that was most bold with it. And then people telling her no of different things. Okay, that's par for the course. That doesn't kill you, makes you stronger. But her little haters, they don't make no daggone sense. Like, if y'all would collaborate, y'all would do so much better in life. Because she's doing awesome, being fabulous all by herself. Going through everything she's going through. But yeah. So remember, I'm that overprotective friend. Remember, right? I'm the overprotective friend. I'm overprotective. Just overprotective. Helicopter when it comes to family. Like, yeah. So I'm just like, y'all been trying to be nice. Like, just being nice stuff is rough. Because, man, I really want to cut some bitches up. Oops, there I go again. I gotta really work on not cursing. But it's okay. It's okay. The weather came in today. The snow. But it's still winter. So it's supposed to snow, right? But really, like, making past a certain age when you feel like there's a curse on your family is awesome. So I made it past that age. And now I'm just like, not necessarily overdrive, but I'm trying to, like, catch up where I think I was supposed to do some stuff. Yeah. So, we'll see how that goes. But, yeah. Like, the personal stuff, I kind of just let that be. Because, like, I have a bad problem with picking narcissists. And I'm just, like, trying to stay away from narcissists. But, like, people I saw yesterday, and it was, like, gave me creepy man vibes. And I was like, no. And then, you know, I saw my one crew that I love. I love Bad Girl Brunch Crew. I call them the Bad Girl Brunch Crew. And they've grown, you know, glown, like, so much. And Bad Girls Brunch, if you're a Bad Girls Brunch fan, they are coming back. As soon as I get the deets, I will send it. Send my peeps. But, yeah, like, yesterday was really good, you know. I saw my girl. You know, her event is really the thing that's on her mind. But then I saw her haters. And I was just like, these bitches, sorry. There I go again. But yeah. And I see my other friend. I seen her haters. And I'm just like, y'all fakers. I don't know what. And then some of them haters be fake friends with them. And it's like, y'all don't even know this. Like, don't talk to them too much. I'm not saying now don't talk to them. y'all business, y'all very professional. Me, I can't do the fake too much. That's the thing. I just stay my distance. Like, people like, oh, so-and-so. We're not going to really be in the same room together because I just don't like the vibe that this bitch is giving. There I go again. But it's true. Like, I will just keep my distance because some people, I just want to put them in a pool and leave them there. Like, you know, you got pushed. You couldn't swim. And there you go. Oh, well. You know, I'm just not very nice. Not very nice. So, I keep my distance from those people. Real simple. You know, I love my girlfriends, but they're scaring me. Okay? They're scaring me. They're scaring me. Y'all have come so far, and y'all in these positions, do not let these fucking haters, ooh, I'll ass block. See? I wasn't supposed to say the F word, for real. Of all the words? Okay. But y'all know I'm passionate about my girlfriends. Do not let these ding-dong people, because I'm trying not to curse right now, I'm trying, get to y'all. That's what they're trying to do. And y'all are allowing them to do it, and it's pissed me off. So, yeah. I'm sorry I've neglected y'all, my listeners. It's been a lot going on. I've been holding a lot of stuff in because there's been a lot of opportunities, people in the circle, and I'm just trying. But stuff will be over soon, and then I won't have that excuse to say, oh, I'm doing this. No. And then I did join a couple things, so then I need to be out and about and doing those things and being in those rooms and around those people and helping people. So, and then it's politics season too, right? So, you know, Jeff Pastor went today. So that's it for the game of 5-3, right? So there's that. But I don't know, you know? I'm just here, you know. We're all just trying to survive. There's stuff floating around, the flu and everything, trying to stay well and not get sick. So y'all be careful tonight in this weather, you know. I got homework, which was this podcast that I haven't done, which I was doing tonight. And then people are going to listen to it like, ooh, how's that doing? Is that doing anything? And like, oh, I failed miserably because I cursed. And I wasn't supposed to curse. So, yeah. But, hey, you live, you learn, right? So, plus AI, trying to like to get the jinx. So, hopefully, you know, class tomorrow, I will pick up some, a lot of stuff. And I have an accountability bestie. And she's going to hold me, because she's one of my besties, to this one. And she's going to make sure that I do it. So, the episodes will be coming, like they should. And they will progress into what they're supposed to be. Because I did help a lot of people succeed. And it's just like, oh, why am I using procrastination as a crutch? This is what I always do. I do this in every aspect of my life. Personal, financial, career-wise, entrepreneurship-wise, all that. I use procrastination as a crutch when I get scared. So, my accountability bestie. Like you? Yep, I know. It's just need to do. Like, why don't you do? Because be scared. Scared because there's so many haters, and I have a very not so nice temper. And there's like a certain person that when I found out how they rolled, I was kind of like, I like that, and I know that's really bad. But like between them and like Trump, I like how they operate, which is bad, but I do. And they've been very successful in how they operate. But even though how they operate is not morally, ethically, like anything is bad and good, they're it's not right at all, but they've been very successful. So, like, on one hand, it's like, well, the procrastination keeps me from going to, like, I call it the dark side. But if I can find a balance of not going to the dark side and then being successful, it'll be fine. So we're just going to have to practice on the procrastination and just hoping I don't turn into Donald Trump. That's all. Okay. Yeah. But, no, I didn't miss y'all. I wasn't, like, avoiding y'all. I was just procrastinating on just messing up other people's stuff. But they're doing awesome, and everything's about to be official for the one thing. And then the other things, we're just going to do those. Because after we do this, we're supposed to do some other stuff that we were been supposed to do. But hey, that's life. So, I hope everything's going well with y'all, you know. Me and the med spa has been the thing, you know. I love med spas. There's a lot of med spas. I personally know the doctors, you know. I think everybody needs a med spa. Now, I like to get my shots, like my B12s, vitamin C shots, drips. The IV drips, I love that. It's good for immunity boost, especially with all the stuff floating around. But, and as you get older, like the pre-menopause and menopause, like we go into a whole thing of women's health. It just would be mind-boggling for people. But you ever notice how much money women's health costs? That's because they like to control us. But that's a whole nother story for another day, right? Or is it? You know? But, shopping, I really have to curb my shopping because we know I'm a shopaholic, but shopping does make a girl happy. Okay, it makes this one happy. Yeah. So I've been doing a lot of window shopping, which consists of scrolling through my phone and liking stuff and putting it in my wish list. So that's been like Chanel and Gucci. And the Gucci, I gotta remember to not buy. But I think if I do well, like, after the homework, okay, and then after I do my taxes, I think I should treat myself to the Gucci, okay? And that can be the Gucci sunglasses, the Gucci bag, the Gucci shoes, the Gucci jewelry. I could treat myself to the Gucci, okay? But I really need to stay away from online shopping and stores, okay? Because I found so many hoodies. I was like, I didn't know I had that many hoodies. It's ridiculous. I'm really, and then like debating on like moving right now because I got like a couple of days to figure this out. But hey, you live, you learn. Okay. I think I'm afraid to see how much stuff I have. Like, that's probably what I'm afraid about. It's all the stuff that I have. Like, oh my gosh, do I really accumulate that much stuff? Like, that's ridiculous. There's like a store, which I need to go look at some more homework that I have from my accountability coach. Well, see, look at that. I remembered I was supposed to do stuff outside of the podcast homework. Okay. So, well, you know, if I do move, I'll get to see all the stuff that I did accumulate. And I'm probably going to scream because I know my purse collection is ridiculous and I need to do something with that. And the shoe collection is ridiculous because I have shoes that I have not worn. They're just sitting in a box looking pretty. Like, when are you going to wear those shoes? I don't know, but they were so pretty and I bought them. Buying things make me happy. They give me endorphins, not just, you know, it's probably going to be really bad if I move and see all this stuff I accumulate, and then I'm going to have to debate, do I, like, give it away, or do we get a storage unit? That's what's going to be the kicker. Okay, but, you know, You live and learn. So, work hasn't been too stressful, you know. Just trying to get through all the icky, flu-y stuff going on, you know. So people call off and, you know, people aren't, you know. I always tell people, don't quit your day job. You know, entrepreneurship is 24/7. And when you can make the money that you, some salary that you banking, and you, then you can quit. You know what I'm saying? For real. Like, good. You good. When you good, good. But we ain't there. We ain't nowhere near it. Because, one, if you have an LLC, you got to register. And how you got to register stuff is a whole nother story. So it's just like, I ain't trying to have all these different LLCs and have to register and then do this. I'm not. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. We're going to put it all in one. And so, when tax time is finally chill, then I got to talk to my girl and we have to go to get this stuff together. Because I'm like, I am not doing register this LLC, register this LLC, register this. No, I'm not. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. But anywho, so, I'm really sad at people, like, fell for the grift. Like, Trump grifted everybody that's donating to this GoFundMe right now. They're using dude from Shark Tank, and I like him. You know, they're using him to go ahead and validate the fact that Trump needs his money. He uses other people's money. He's using all his different cases as his campaign funding source. People feel sorry for him. They give him money. And that's what he does. He's been doing it all his life. If Trump becomes president again, I guess I have to go into the dark side. Because I don't know how else I'm going to survive his presidency. That's another thing I'm thinking about too. Like, I know if he becomes, I have to go into the dark side to survive his presidency. So, we're here. Everything happens for a reason. I hope it's like everything happens. But, yeah. So, I'm just, I have a lot of things on my, in my mind going miles a minute. Like, oh my gosh, like all these things. Yeah. I really need Ohio Democratic Party, the DNC, to put their gusto behind Sherrod Brown. I love my friend. I love him to death. I love Greg. I love Greg more than a lot of people even know. Like, he is so real. He's as real as they get. Like, him and Dunny, like, awesome. Pavin, yeah. But that race between Sherrod Brown and between if Bernie Moreno gets it because of the Trump freaking circus, or if Matt Dolan can pull it off, and the only way Matt Dolan's probably going to pull it off is if some Democrats decide to switch over and become Republican. And I literally told people this when he ran the first time. And the only way he wins that is if he wins the primary in March 19th. Between him, Frank, and Bernie Moreno. It would have to be because some independents decided to turn Republican. And some Dems decided to return Republican in the primary. And then Matt Dolan could pull off a win against Bernie Moreno. And that's really the only way he could do it. Because he almost did it. It was almost going to happen, and you wouldn't have had J.D. Vance. And I know that because I know he needed a confidence boost. And I was like, somebody needs to help him out. Like, let's just see what he can do. And he is still my favorite little engine that could. And I know the little engine that could can if X, Y, and Z happen. Now, Matt Dolan versus Sherrod Brown is a little more of an interest in race and is gonna would be less toxic, but that's the only way he could win is if some independents and Democrats switched over to vote for him. Other than that, it's gonna be Sherrod Brown versus Bernie Moreno, and that's a lot of freaking money. That's why I say Dems need to come hard for Sherrod Brown to keep that seat. Now, Susie won in New York. She gave people like another bump. But like I said, the Middle East situation is not helping Biden at all. And I need people to not say anything when it comes to this. I have been around people all my life. My grandmother gave me a story. I worked with women who were widows, and they experienced things through the Holocaust. And I have learned through these amazing women things, and they're no longer here. So when this situation happened in the Middle East that goes way back, then I was born, and a lot of people I know was born, like goes way back, right? You don't pick a side. I don't care what pressure is put on you. You don't pick a side. I am feeling so worried for some of my friends right now because they picked a side. And I'm just like, oh my gosh. So I'm pretty sure I'll find out how bad something could possibly get for people in a couple days. You can't please everybody. So please don't try. You know? One thing Trump does do well is he don't give a fuck. Oops, there it goes. But he doesn't. So sometimes I need my friends who are in positions to just not give a fuck. Everybody does not need to be your friend. That's not how successful people run. Everybody's not their friend. So yeah, I'm a little passionate tonight. Some like opportunist people have creeped in circles. And when I say opportunist, people have actually gotten paid gigs. So yes, they're opportunists. Then you got the fake people who are just so fake and they've gotten stuff out of my friends. And then when it comes to them, they don't know who they are. Or they done told something about something and they were like, what? And then they're wondering why they're not getting stuff because this one that's jealous of you has basically blackballed you and that's why they're telling you no. Yeah, this is the kind of stuff that I've been dealing with that I know. But, oh, things will be changing. Because when people walk through the door and see a certain person and you know that that person is their friend, your tune's going to change. But unlike them, I don't give a fuck about you. So, remember that. So don't come to me and be like, oh, how are you? Bitch, I don't give a fuck who you are. What did Mariah Carey say? I don't know her. I don't know that bitch. That's what you'll be getting from me. And I don't care what position and where I go and all this shit. It'll be, I don't care who you are. I don't know you. You are not my friend. I don't want you to be my associate. We could be on the same whatever, but bitch, you ain't gonna be around me. We ain't gonna be in the others long. Nope. So yeah, that's where I'm at. That type of situation. That's been happening. People like, how did you do your birthday? My birthday was fine. You know, you get older, you just do what you want to do. Once because, like the day before, the day of my birthday, I supported my girl at her event, and then I did streetcar. Forum and Mohawk is more likely going to be the route, but I need everybody to check the sustainability, the whole survey. Just check it out. There's like 9 routes. Check them out. But yeah, that's what I did on my birthday. And only one person brought up the asshole that's in Colombia, so that was an awesome day. Only one. We say we don't talk about Bruno because you know Encanto is in Colombia. So that's why I say Bruno. This is a hint. So if I say we don't talk about Bruno, I'm talking about that asshole. Please don't bring him up because I really want to throw him over a cliff. Okay. But, yes. So there's that. I'm just, you know, just doing me, you know, chilling. So I fell miserably on this podcast because I cursed and I wasn't supposed to, but it happens. And, yeah, I hope everybody's staying safe, being warm, you know, 2024 is here. We're just going to do it. You know, we're going to do it. We're just going to do it. We're just going to live life and, enjoy, right? Okay. So I hope everybody's registered to vote because it's about to be a bumpy ride. I hope people do not fall for the setup and Trump becomes president again. Because I was like, I ain't doing it. I'm going to have to go to the dark side. He becomes president because I am not about to suffer. Yeah. But, I really need people to come out and vote so he doesn't become president again. Oh my gosh. No. No. Because you're going to have to do stuff to just survive because it's ridiculous. Because he's pissed off. But to see how people are falling for this grift right now or how much money they're making, like, he's using y'all money to pay for his legal fees. He's using y'all money to fund his campaign. He's using y'all money to help him get richer. Like, we're supposed to be making really good robots and futuristic cars that fly. Not electing Trump again to be president and destroy the world. Okay. I'm gonna breathe. But yeah, that's what I worry about. Not so much like the apocalyptic, like, you know, apocalypse and stuff that could happen. It's like him just turning the wheel. That's it. So it gives my anxiety a little bump, which is not good. Which doesn't help my procrastination. Which then I go ahead and use the procrastination as a crutch to do things I'm supposed to do. So here we are. But yeah. And please vote. Prevent Trump from becoming president again. I know a lot of people don't vote for Biden. They don't like him, but we don't want him. We don't want him back. No, that's like going to the ex that you know you're not supposed to go with. And then you marry him and you have kids and then he cheats on you and it's bad. Okay, that's it. Well, thank you for listening to Dangerous Woman Podcast. And I will talk to y'all later. Bye.